The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
We finished the week on a high, Kevin Johnson. Good afternoon.
Good, yes. I just sat here all day hoping, can I get 5 out of 5? Last week I only got 4 out of 5, so I only got a pass mark and not any golden stars. But today, yes, got it all up. Half a point, I might add. They clung to it. We were up 23 points. It drifted down during the course of the day and finished right on 6,216.4. So I'm going to call that up.
Yeah, that's up. Well, it's up. That's 5 out of 5.
It's up. Exactly, exactly. So it was a good day. Lots of interesting things going on in the stock market, of course. AMP, they were throwing the
getting
baby
whacked
out with the bathwater, is an old saying that I used to use and still use today. When I saw that happen, they got as low as $3.69, finished the day at $3.73, down 6%, turned over 46 million shares. I thought yesterday's 22 million was a lot. Yeah, lots of analysis. You know, everyone's suddenly a genius now after the event, you know, the brokers downgrading their valuations and their forecasts. Still got a way to play yet, but as I mentioned yesterday, without a CEO, and obviously they've got an acting chairman, they'll need to resolve that, but they still have a very good business, so it'll be interesting to see how that one works out. ANZ was the only bank that went up today, up 7 cents to $28.15. Big Cap Resources still doing well. BHP up 41 over $33. Rio up 93, $83.88. I have to say these things slowly now because they're all such big numbers. Wesfarmers are back above $44 today. They're up 21 cents.
What about our stock of the month, Downer?
Downer, yeah, they bounced back a little bit. They sold off a bit the other day, but then I think because that big broke, Fidelity stopped buying, and then they came back down again to near $7, and they rebounded up 12 today to $7.15. Obviously, the budget would have been kind to them because there's lots of infrastructure spending in it.
Yes.
And that's what they do provide. So, yeah, that was logical, I think.
Well, Kevin, I drove to the end of the freeway yesterday morning. It went north, kept going, got to the end of the freeway. And what did I see? No, I saw a big sign that said Downer. And I thought Kevin Johnson would be happy about this.
Exactly. That's what caught my eye when I was in New Zealand. You know, there's obviously a lot of work to be done after recent earthquakes. And everywhere I looked, you know, Downer trucks and Downer signs.
Downer here, Downer there, but they're on an upper. Great.
Yes, they are on an upper, and they're doing very well. Other stocks to do on upper, yeah, mostly resource shares that are exposed to various rising commodities prices, like Metals X or a copper producer. They're up 5 cents today to 93.5. Jupiter Mines, similarly up 6%. They finished at 37. Pendle Group, I keep looking at them and go, who's Pendle Group? Oh, that's right, it's BT Funds Management that changed its name. So they've had a good couple of days in a row. They're up 40 cents to $10.19 today. And we had a couple of dollar dazzlers as well. They were harder to find today than yesterday. But Perpetual found a new CEO. They've been looking for one for a while. Obviously, the market liked that. They're up $1.58 to $42. And realestate.com.au had some good numbers out today as well. And obviously, it's a high-margin business because once it's up and running, it's actually largely owned by News Corp too, from memory. But they gained $4.41 today to $88.71. So it's amazing.
Strong, isn't it?
How big their prices are. Yeah, it really is. Gold price had a good night overnight, rebound up to $13.20, lost a dollar in today's trading to finish at $1,319. But when you convert it to Aussie dollars, still very healthy at $1,750.
And a big anniversary for Northern Star this weekend, Kevin, talking of gold shares.
Yes, yes. One of my gold analysts mentioned to us the other day that on Sunday is the 4th year anniversary that Northern Star bought the Jundee mine.
Mm-hmm.
They paid $82 million. These are great figures. I love talking about this sort of stuff. They paid $82 million for it. It's worth over $1 billion now.
In 4 years.
When they bought it, it had a resource of 500,000 ounces. Recently, they upgraded that resource to 3.2 million ounces. The shares 4 years ago were $1.10. Today, $6.78. You know, that was just
fantastic.
A masterstroke. Just a masterstroke, and a full credit to the Northern Star management team. And
there's a bit of positivity for a Friday.
Absolutely, and then a lot of positivity comes from Western Australia. If you read between the lines of the West Australian budget and the federal budget, what was interesting in both of those things, the economy's doing better than they expected. Well, of course it is. We know that.
Now you just need governments to leave the economy alone.
Well, correct, yes. I love the on a passing note, I must say, I love the way they talk about giving you a tax cut as though they're giving you something back. All they're doing is taking less. There is a difference, you know. But anyway, currency-wise, the Aussie dollar's firmed a little bit today because the US dollar weakened because they're not going to raise interest rates as fast as some people thought. That's a positive sign for world economies, which is why I think we saw mainly resource shares going up today. The Aussie dollar's up to 75.3. Sterling is now, where is it? I've got to find it on here. Sterling is $1.79, so it's a bit weaker against the Aussie dollar, and euros are also a bit cheaper, $1.58 today. So all in all, a great week, up 5 days in a row. I'm willing to take that challenge on again for next week. All right.